Welcome to Digital Business, brought to you by UMIS Consultancy. My name's Stuart Blake, and today I'm joined by David Taplin. Hi, David.
Hi, Stuart.
Why should business even entertain the idea of having social media, using social media? How does it benefit business?
This has been an age-old question, really, right back from when Facebook, Twitter, etc. were around. Is social media a business tool, or should it just be left for the devices of the social world? And in actual fact, that argument is still prevalent in today's marketplace.
I mean, a lot of businesses are quite reluctant, aren't they?
They are, yeah. And for the ones that have jumped on and actually using it in anger, and believe me, that there's some big players now using social media, they're actually now starting to understand how it works, and they're actually being able to use social media to actually benefit them in terms of actually promoting their brand and ultimately converting business through it. Yeah, you know, there are a lot of businesses using it, but like you say, a lot of businesses are reluctant to use it, and quite rightly so, because...
As I say, are there pitfalls, particularly when starting out? Are there things to avoid?
Funnily enough, the pitfalls are actually now what businesses are harnessing and using to make them stronger. For example, people that are complaining about products, people that have got a bit of a bugbear and may want to air their views on Twitter.
I mean, sure, that's a big concern for business.
Well, it is, yeah, but businesses are now being able to turn that back round. And, you know, there have been many scenarios where businesses have actually responded in such a detailed and honourable way that they've actually won business and won respect and won, ultimately, followers and fans from it. So, you know, this whole era of being able to air your views of a business on social media is actually now being used in a positive way.
I assume people are doing that anyway, so you've got to react to that as a business.
Yes, you do. And the thing is, the businesses that are reluctant to use social media, funnily enough, are stuck in the mindset that, you know, if it's not seen, then no one knows about it and it can just be pushed under the carpet. But in actual fact, you know, what people enjoy now from social media is the ability to be able to interact and talk to businesses in real time, but also to get feedback in real time. And I think that's a really important fact when you're running a business, is not to hide behind walls of support and telephone options. People want to be able to feel like they can get in contact with you, no matter how big you are.
So it really isn't just a social tool?
No, I mean, it obviously that's where it spawned from. It was used as a social tool, it was used for social purposes. But now, you know, for many, many reasons, it's becoming a very powerful business tool. With the introduction of advertising on social media channels, it's allowed businesses to tap into this as a way to target their markets more effectively.
So there are big benefits to business on social media.
Yes, there are very big benefits. Now, don't be under any illusion as a business, though. You don't immediately gain benefits from social media in the way that you would do in pay-per-click, for example. So social media, you have to take your time, you have to understand some of the material you're posting, you have to understand the whole theme and pitch of what you're putting out there, and be willing to actually see it through and have a medium to long-term strategy as to how you're going to use social media for the better.
David, I think we've got some great infographics around how long different marketing channels, from social media to pay-per-click to some of the stuff that's posted on forums and many of the other digital mediums for marketing. Perhaps we'll try and tag that to the end of this podcast.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've got some really good material that we've presented before to businesses to help them out in infographic and presentation form. So definitely we'll be appending that's really useful content to this podcast.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you for listening to Digital Business. For further information on this or any of our podcasts, please visit www.umisconsultancy.com.